Pasuk tells us in the Shabbat Shuvah of Torah, Shuvah Yisrael da Shem Elokecha ki chashalta bavonecha. Chazal learned from this Shuvah Yisrael da Shem Elokecha that Gedola Tshuva, great is Tshuva, Shemagad ad kisei akaval, that reaches until the throne of glory. And the question one has to ask oneself is, ad kisei akaval, until the throne of glory? Why don't Chazal describe it as great as tshuva that reaches Hashem himself? Why do Chazal learn from here that it reaches the kisei kavod ad Hashem Elokecha, when it should just say, reaches Hashem himself? So obviously, haynu hach, on the first level, it's really the same thing. The kisei kavod is another description of kivyachol ribono shel olam. And we know, as the Siftei Chaim brings down in source number 2, Hamabib is Sefer Beit Elokim Koltev Charkarnu Ageder Tshuva. We investigated in the aspect of Tshuva, Umatzanu Nachom V'Shalem V'Kirva LaHashem Mirichu Kache. What is Tshuva? Tshuva Yisrael? Tshuva is coming close to Ribono Shel Olam from being distant from sin. V'haratzon b'milat kirva hiyayot kavanat asha b'tshuva likarev al baro. Shinitrachek menu bavaro al dvarav. What's the whole idea of tshuva? One, when one sinned, went against the Ritzon Hashem, went against the will of the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore tshuva is to be able to come closer to him. V'lo linatzel min ha'onesh al ma'ashavar. It's not just that I want to get away from being punished. It's rather the motivating factor in doing tshuva is kirvas Hashem, is coming close to Hashem. Because, as he notes in the asterisks in 2, ki achotesh shtayim ra'ot asa, one who sins has really done two things. Ra'a la'atzmo, sheni sheo kel yitbarach, he's done bad to himself, and that's the cause of this sin, and deserving a punishment. And the second is, v'ra'a gdola mizo, shechiseh baro b'mashaval tzivuyav, that angered kivyachol Ribono Shel Olam by going over his command, his wishes. V'im kein hashav v'tshuva sarich l'taken et asher yivet b'shtayim hara'ot. Therefore, a person doing tshuva has to work on both aspects. One, of angering Hashem, and the real desire to come back to Hashem. And indeed, every single day when we say the bracha in Shemone Esrei of Hashiva Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarosecha V'Karvenu Makenu L'Avadosecha, it's about Hashem, bring us back to your Torah V'Karvenu Makenu L'Avadosecha, and being able to be brought back to the Avoda V'Achzirenu B'Tshuva Shlema L'Fanecha. But the ultimate goal of tshuva, of yes, realigning and reorienting ourselves, is Hachzirenu L'Matzav Shehayinu L'Fanecha U'Bazeh Nimdedet Shleimut HaTshuva. What's the real litmus test of tshuva? Hachzirenu B'Tshuva Shleima L'Fanecha. That I do full tshuva in front of you. That relationship of closeness to Ribono Shel Olam is brought back to its full pristine value. So that's the first understanding of Gedola Tshuva Shemagada Kisei HaKavod, that the Tshuva is a reference to that we come mamish close to the Ribono Shel Olam. V'karvenu Malkeinu L'Avadosecha V'achzirenu B'tshuva Shleima L'Fanecha. And that's the classic understanding of what Tshuva is about. Tshuva distances me from Hashem. Tshuva brings me back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Classic. What I'd like to try to talk about today, my friends, is a different aspect. And this aspect is really the core of both Shuvah and our Avodas Hashem the entire year. And that's also Siftei Chaim in source number 4. He says, the Zohar Kadosh teaches us, HaNeshamos Heim HaGzuros Gzuros Mitache Kisei Kavod. Where do our Neshamos come from? Our neshamos come from like this treasure chest, if you want to use that imagery, that is found tachat mitachat l'kisei hakavod, underneath the throne of glory. What does this mean? It's obviously imagery. It's not a treasure chest under the kisei hakavod. What does it mean? Neshamos Yisrael heim habonim v'yotrim et kisei kvod shamayim. Our neshamos is what builds the repository of Hashem dwelling in this world. Aidei tafkido v'chelko miyuchad shokol acham Yisrael b'avadat Hashem shelo nivrek yisrael kavod. When every person does what they need to do in their lives, they then are able to bring a place, kivyachol, that Hashem can reside. The place that Hashem resides, when one does their tafkid and brings that godliness into this world, Hashem being able to come down into that zone, that is a place for Hashem kivyachol to sit, to reside. It's an abode of Hashem. That's the imagery of a kisei akavo, where Hashem kivyachol sits. So what is our job? Our job is lashiv et haneshama al makor shorasha ruchani bevinyan kvod kisei. Kisei akavo. Lagiel si shleim utaba milui tafkida ruchani bevinyan kisei kvod shamayim. So what does it mean, gedola tshuva shemagad kisei akavo? Tshuva is very great because it brings us back to that place of why we're here in this world. Tshuva reorients a person to be able to do their tafkid. And when one does their tafkid, one then brings the Kadosh Baruch Hu down into this world. And indeed, one's neshama creates that place for Hashem to reside, which is the Kisei HaKavod. That's the goal of tshuva. Yes, of course it's coming close to Hashem. It's also, my friends, coming back to ourselves, coming back to why we're here in this world, which is about creating a place, a kisei kavo kivyochol, for Hashem. Let's try to develop this idea a little bit deeper, because as we mentioned, it's mamish the yisod of what all of our avodas Hashem is about. Mesilas Bavava, based on the Nesiv HaShalom, notes the following, source 5. Mitoch ha-yidiyah b'chovot ha-karat ha-tachlit ha-klalit b'chayim, shizbari v'yis'amen etzal adam ha-chovaso ba'olama. Alright, Masil Shisharim tells us that every person has to know, has to have clarity, what is our purpose in this world. V'lamad tzarich shi'asim ha-bato megamato b'chol ha-shir ha-mal kol yimei chayav, and continues Masil Shisharim, we have to have a focus of what we're supposed to work on all the days of our life. Anu rikilim lachshov b'munachim klalim b'vat. When we hear something like this, we think major. We think in a major type of way, that this is what I need to be able to do in my life, to be able to do a chesed project, or to be able to accomplish something major in my life. If we think along those major aspects, and again, as he mentions, kol achad v'achad b'davar shelibo chafetz v'nafsho moshachto. It's something that a person is going to be drawn to, kefish shershoba miromim, based on their root in the higher realms. So obviously, this is something that's very much, you know, one person's drawn to Bikur Cholim, and one person is drawn to the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, and another person's drawn to, you know, setting up a chesed, whatever it is. These are the major things. Another person may have the mitzvah of Kippur Avaim, and they're drawn toward that. Whatever it is, every person has their tafkid that they're involved in the global sense. Where we make a mistake is where we think that that's our whole raison d'etre in life, and that's not true. The Mesilas Bavava continues, and this is based on the Nesiv HaShalom. V'ulam b'nosaf l'kach sarich l'idrage alit bonen tami b'bechinat havoda pratit Hashem d'resh v'imanu dvar yom b'yomo. We also have to look, every single day, we have opportunities to create godliness in this world. And if you don't focus in on this, you are wasting these incredible opportunities to develop oneself, because this is why we're here in this world, not only for the big and the grand, but also for every day we have our avoda. Every day when we encounter different situations in life, when a person asks us to do a favor, when we have an opportunity to speak Lashon Hara and we don't, all of these are also opportunities of creating Kvod Shamayim, of having Hashem reside in our world. And hence, the Pasuk begins, Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom, Haynu atafkid amutal yudi biyom hazeh et habracha asher tishmo mitzvot Hashem lokechem asher anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom. What is the greatest bracha? Is re'eh anochi noten lifnechem hayom. Hashem, behold, look, and it's giving us today opportunities. He's giving us opportunities to be nice to somebody. He's giving opportunities not to get angry. He's giving us opportunities to judge someone for the benefit of the doubt. All of these is what brings bracha into our lives. And all of this, v'nimsa, this is the ikar tafkido shel mano nivra v'ro hayom hazeh. And this is why we were created today. So we have to really work on two fronts. Of course we're working on the major. We have a tafkid to do in this world and we go out and do it. At the same time, we have the everyday tafkidim that we have to do, which is irrespective of the big tafkid. And those are the opportunities in life, day in and day out, that we encounter really on an hourly and a daily basis. And to be able to become the best person we can become in those situations. By Avram Avinu it says, V'Avram Zaken Baba Yomim, V'Hashem Berachet Avram Bakol. It wasn't Baba Shonim. He was Baba Yomim, able to take every single day. And that has to be our mindset. And as the Nesiva Shalom points out in Source 7, Hashem, who is Tovu Meitiv, who is good and wants to bestow goodness on us, Kidei La'anik B'tuvo L'bruim, He wants to be able to, that we should live a life of goodness. U'mazmin lo la'adam et ha'tnaim ha'mevim oto l'malei shluchuto ba'olam. We don't live in a vacuum. Hashem has wired me with my challenges, my strengths, my weaknesses, the people in my life, my family, my friends, my job. He wired everything perfectly. Like a stage where every character is put exactly where they need to be put, where the background is exactly what it needs to be, and then the spotlight is on me. And that's what we have to understand, that all the tnei achayim, all of our life that a person is in, is tailor-made for us to do our shlichus in this world. And that's why, when a person is understanding this, continuing in Eid and Mesilas Bavavam, one understands that one's avoda is both in terms of Aseh Tov as well as Sur Meira. Sometimes it is about complimenting somebody, about sharing, about offering, right? Offering somebody a ride, or seeing somebody's down and coming over to them and saying, you don't look so good today, how are you feeling? All of this are the opportunities that are tailor-made for me and in my mind to recognize this is Kvod Shamayim. My neshama is right now accessing Kivyachol, the Ribono Shel Olam's presence here, bringing the Kivsei Kvod Shamayim down here. We are that repository. So it's in the Aseh Tov and taking those opportunities. You know, it's like I spy opportunities for Kvod Shamayim. That person looks like they need help with what they're carrying. Let me go over them and say, that person looks like they're struggling with something. Let me go help them. These are all opportunities of creating Kvod Shamayim that Hashem sets up in my day. If I have my antennas up, oh my gosh, there are so many opportunities that come my way. And it's also in Sur Meira. He sets it up that this person's going to trigger me in this way, that this person's going to get me angry, that this person's going to. And every opportunity for me is Ugibor Kovesh et Yitzro. Wow. I don't get angry. I don't get triggered. I don't lose it. I judge up for the benefit of the doubt. All of these are opportunities every day. This is part of our shlichus, to make myself a more godly person and make the world that I'm in a more godly world. And as he says, and this is the key line in source number 8, Kishetachlit hanirse mito, what Hashem wants from us in all situations, lahafik mikol hamatzavim nikudat hakvod shamayim, shiye kvod Hashem lolam yismach Hashem b'masam. Hashem wants to see that he wants to rejoice kivyachol in that kvod shamayim, in that ability that we're looking for opportunities of bringing godliness into this world. That, my friends, is why we're here. She's barri, v'yis amei, that we have clarity of what we're here. Our entire day, all of life situations. You know, sometimes we're so busy trying to get somewhere that we skip over all the steps that we need to get to that place. The steps are what's crucial. It's not just the major project. It's all those minor, what we call minor interactions to get me there are all filled with greatness, all filled with possibilities, all filled with this closeness to Ribbono Shel Olam. Just to take this one step further, the Sichor Yischaskut, Rav Meir Zilverberg, speaks about, Pasuk says, the end of Shema, Ki Mea Shemaim Al Aretz, like the days of heaven on earth, which is clearly a reference to eternity. On a deeper level, Ki Mea Shemaim Al Aretz is that there's a vision in heaven of how we're supposed to behave every day, and then there's the actualization down here on earth. Our job is to align the Ki Mea Shemaim Al Aretz. Our job is to align being able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a vision of what He expects from me. And He sets up, really from Bria Olam, every single situation that I'm going to be in, knowing how He wants me to respond. I'm going to put you online and you're going to be late and the person's not going to have a check going through. I've set up that situation. You're impatient. You need to get out. Someone's waiting for you. And the check isn't going to go through. That's set up from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in Shemayim, He has this vision that you are just going to take out of Tehillim, and you're just going to meditate, and you're going to judge them for the benefit of the doubt, and so you'll be a little bit late. You'll call them, you'll send a text to them, whatever you do, you'll be late. And then the situation happens down here, and Hashem's waiting. Well, how are you going to respond? I know how I want you to respond. And when we have this imagery of Kol Shamayim, so then we respond differently. I just met somebody in the store this morning, 8:30 shopping for Yontif, and she told to me, we've been discussing this idea on Shabbos, and Ramat Beit Shemesh, said, Shira, I have to thank you. She says, I was backing out in the parking lot, and I just tapped the bumper of a taxi cab. So one thing you have to know about taxi drivers in Israel, their taxis are like their baby. You don't touch their taxis. And this guy lost it, and he was screaming and yelling at her, and he made her go down to the Mossach, to the mechanic, and the Mossach said, I don't know what she did and what was done before, and I'm, you know, it's going to cost 800 shekels to fix it. And the mechanic was screaming, and the taxi driver was screaming. And she said, normally I would have lost it. But then I said to myself, Hashem has put me in exactly this situation. For whatever reason, I need to go through this. My choice, my bechira right now, is how I'm going to respond. So I could lose it, and I could get angry, and I could get all frustrated and all upset. But is that bringing Kvod Shamayim into this world? Not necessarily. If anything, the opposite. She said, I took it to Tehillim. I sat down at the side and let them scream at each other. And whatever it was, let it be a kapara, 500 shekels, and that was it. It's about attitude. It's about recognizing there is a vision in heaven. And our question is, that vision is what Hashem knows we're capable of. Are we living according to that vision? That's the mindset we have. Is this the Kvod Shamayim? In source number 11, Ki Achayim Amitim Heim Aidei Sheye Adam Al Zeh Haofen. Really living life is in this perspective. She Yizkor Tamim Misharasho Shelamala. Look at the vision of who you are in heaven. V'zohi HaMapecha Shesarich Adam Litapech B'yamim HaElu. Gedola tshuva shemagayr kisei kavod. My neshamas come from under the kisei kavod. My neshamas down here create the kisei kavod. What does that duality mean on a deeper level? It means that every neshama has that vision of what kisei kavod, of what it means to bring godliness into this world. That's what it means that on some level the neshamas come from the kisei kavod. The neshamas have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a vision for every neshama of what brings Kvod Shamayim into this world, the glory of Hashem. And our job is to realign our neshamas down here with the neshamas above. And at the moment I've done that, I've created that Kisei HaKavod. With the moment I've done that, listen closely, my friends, I've done tshuva. I've returned back to the pristine sense of self. I've come back to who I can be and who I should be and what Hashem envisions me to be. So tshuva on a deeper level, of course it's returning to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Absolutely. A secondary aspect is returning to ourselves. Returning to the vision Hashem has for us. Returning to the spirituality that's embedded in us. Returning to that godly part that's within us. And that's ultimately returning back to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. The way Rabbi Kluger speaks about this, in source number 13, what is the root of sin? How can we identify it and correct it? Chet sin is from the same root as the word hechti, as in hechti etamach tara, missed the target. The general root causes all of sin. The general root which causes all of sin is that a person forgets his true purpose in life and makes his own desires his purpose. I want to get angry now. I want to be frustrated now. I don't want to judge you for the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to compliment you. It's all about me, right? Ego, easing God out. And the shofar in Rosh Hashanah was to wake us up and to ask ourselves, am I living the vision Hashem has for me? Source 13b, the cause of sin is that a person forgets the purpose of his creation and becomes caught up in the trivialities of the world, abandoning the ultimate goal of revealing Kvod Shamayim. Thus, the primary aspect of repentance is to remember Hashem and establish one distinct goal in life, to reveal Hashem's glory. If I recognize that it's all about revealing Hashem's glory, then I ask myself, I just spent 3 hours surfing the web, for what? Or 3 hours doing whatever it is. Was that revealing the glory of Hashem? Or did I forget why I'm here? And that's sin. Sin is really to miss the mark, where I had an opportunity to, and I didn't. I could have built somebody up, and I didn't. All of this is missing the mark, because it's really about opportunities of Kvod Shamayim that I don't take. A Jew is a chelek elokam imal, intrinsically bound up with Hashem, whose true desire is to do Hashem's will, but this innate desire is sometimes concealed and forgotten about. Tshuva, returning, means returning to our original natural state of longing for Hashem, returning to our true and natural direction in life with a clear and definitive goal of Kvod Shamayim. Just to take this idea 2 steps further and deeper, one is something that Rav Elias points out in the Sefer Ani Mamin, which is a tremendous Sefer in Source 14, highly recommend. He says, one has to understand that what is Hashgacha Prati? We talk about divine providence. So, of course, there is Hashgacha Prati, that when you want things to go your way, and they do, that's Hashgacha Prati, right? I needed round pans to make challah for Rosh Hashanah, and the store had round pans, the exact ones I needed. Wow, such Hashgacha Prati. For sure, that is true. But it's much different than that. The challenges I face in my days are custom-made right at the point of pushing my skill level. Tough, but eminently doable. As I move through life with my many ups and downs, I'll keep customizing the difficulties I encounter, always keeping my struggles at the perfect keel for me to be both challenged as well as able to grow through the difficulty. He'll confront me with challenges, but at the same time, he'll be right there ensuring I have all the requisite emotional and material tools to be able to succeed. Know, my friends, that at every moment of our life, at every encounter, that's Hashgacha Prati. Hashem is building up the situation. You find those pans, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam and continue to ask for more bracha in your life. Be able to use every opportunity as an opportunity of connection. So it also is a clear reminder to a person that whatever situation you're in, as challenging, as difficult, as whatever it is, it's not beyond us. It is exactly at the pitch that I can handle. So when someone irritates me or triggers me, I have to step back and say, this is so tailor-made for me to the exact, iota of how much I need to be triggered and annoyed, and I have the ability to respond appropriately, and I have the ability to do tshuva, bring Kvod Shamayim into this world, and not get upset, and not react. Every situation is tailor-made for me my entire life. Tshuva means coming back to to that vision Hashem has of me, mitachat l'kisei hakavod. Further, the Sifrei Chaim speaks about in 15 that every person has this desire for kvod shamayim in this world. We call it a she'ifa, an ambition, a drive, a desire to be able to move in a certain direction. What happens? The Yetzer Hara takes that desire and puts it into different direction. I have a desire to shop. I have a desire to whatever it is. And again, shopping's important, but within limitations. Not shop till you drop. Not that I need, 40 of this. Everything in balance. But when I dream all day, oh, I wish I could go to the Bahamas, and that's where I spend my whole day dreaming, we need to realign ourselves. That means you have a very deep desire. You dream, you yearn, you long. But you need to yearn and long and dream for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for Kedusha. Again, tshuva is coming back to be able to have halicha b'derech hazot shalit alut ruchanit in the Aaron 16 he tshuva shemachzir makareva nishmato lemakarav l'tzur makzvata, to be able to bring our soul back to our source, to bring our soul back to the core of who we are. And that, my friends, is really the work of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the work of Yom Kippur, to ask myself, have I gotten totally lost? Are my priorities, are my values aligned with who I am? What do I yearn for? What do I long for? Do I have a sense of what it means to be a person of Kedusha, of a Chelek Eloka Mimal, of holiness, of godliness? Do I yearn to go back to there? Do I dream about Chesed projects? Do I dream about how I can help people? What is my focus in this life? And it's a very powerful force in me. And we have to be able to use this powerful force in the correct way. The example that the Sifrei Chaim brings in 15, which is very famous, it's the example of the Bat Melech, this princess who no one knows how, landed up marrying a villager. And the villager says to this princess, I'm going to make you the most greatest delicacy of our village for dinner tonight. And she's really excited. And she comes home and he says, close your eyes. And she smells something that smells like potato soup, but she says, it can't be that. This is the greatest delicacy. And indeed, he puts in front of her potato soup. And he says, okay, open your eyes. And she opens her eyes, and she looks down. Potato soup? Yeah, potato soup. This is the delicacy of our village. And she says, potato soup? That's what peasants eat. I'm princess. I eat royal food. Our neshama needs to be fed royal food. If one thinks that the pleasures of this world are going to fill the neshama, it looks at these pleasures and with disdain says, potato soup. P.S. It's potato soup. It doesn't fill me. If you're going to give me a chesed, you're going to give me something of a spiritual value, that's a delicacy. And we have to ask ourselves, how much can we feed our soul potato soup all day, going from one fleeting pleasure to another that never fills us? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Now, my friends, if we understand that this is why we're in this world, we're in this world so that we're able, in the Aaron 17, Kisharish kol avodat Hashem shiskei adam liskarev l'Hashem, that we come close to Hashem, b'kochod atzmo, ayedei amida b'chol nisyon olam hazeh. When I overcome these nisyonos, and I fill myself with godliness and with delicacies that the spiritual heart of myself can appreciate, that brings me close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When my mindset is on kvod shamayim, that reorients me. So now the question, my friends, in the few minutes that we have, is what do we do? We say this over and over again, 10 times on Yom Kippur and the Viduyim, Erev Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. What is Alchei Chechatanu Lefanecha? It's the sin that I've sinned in front of you, in whatever area. What does that mean? Lefanecha, I was in front of you, Hashem, and I completely ignored you. And I was Alchei, I was Hechtiyata Matara. I missed the mark. I wasn't sensitive enough to Kvod Shamayim. I wasn't sensitive enough to Lufanecha. And that's the idea of Al Chetcha Chatan Lufanecha, and really to learn the Viduim. So, for example, one of the first ones, Al Chetcha Chatan Lufanecha, in Honas Rea, in making someone feel bad. So, ask yourself, you know, you saw somebody being brought into an ambulance. That's a very personal, embarrassing thing. Did you stare? Did you look? You had an opportunity to look away and create Kvod Shamayim. You missed the opportunity. You see somebody is screaming at their kid. Do you stare in public? You've missed the opportunity. You see somebody is sleeping and you're not sensitive and you wake them up. Or you push a line or you cut ahead on line. These are all, this is all making a person feel bad. You wake up a person who's sleeping. Whatever it is, you've missed the mark. What does it mean to miss the mark? It means that I wasn't sensitive and aware enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tailor-made this situation for me to be able to create Kvod Shamayim, that I don't push online, that I tiptoe in and I take off my shoes when I walk in, whatever it is, and I messed up. So the vidui is, Hashem, I realize that I'm not living my life according to the Kvod Shamayim pitch that you envisioned for me. So really, what is the real work of tshuva? The real work of tshuva is to get to the core, the Balei Mussar say. The real work of the Aseres Yemei tshuva is coming closer, the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? Dear Shu Hashem, call out to Hashem. He's close. It's not just in tefillah. It's in tshuva as well. It's in recognizing Hashem where I've messed up is that I'm not aligned. I'm not sensitive. I'm not focused. What's the work? The work is mindfulness. The work is emuna. The work is that cognizance of bringing the Ribono Shel Olam back into my life to be able to focus in on what's crucial, what's important, where I need to be at every single moment, that this has the opportunity where I tiptoe. I don't wake the person up. I don't push online. I've created Kvod Shamayim. I've done tshuva. I'm realigned. Now, if that's the overarching aspect of tshuva, there is another focus of tshuva, and that again Rav Eisenberger points out in source number 22, where he says to really do tshuva is to be able to take a look at our lives and what are the things that I continuously fail in, I mess up in, and be able to look at the root, the cause, which is usually midos, and work on that. Put this in English. Let's say a person constantly talks bad about somebody and puts people down. And is very sharp with people, and is very critical of people. So, okay, so then I've messed up in a lot of areas. So I have to work on my Lashon Hara, my criticism, my anger. It's like Ein Ladav Arsof. Stop. What's really the root behind all of this? It may be a low self-esteem. It may be not appreciating people. If you find out what the root is, that's working on the core. And then everything else will fall into place. Ki kashelta b'avonecha, in the singular. Find the avonecha, the one sin, and everything else will put together. What's driving me? I find that I'm not davening in the morning. What's going on here? Is it that I don't like to daven? Is it I don't understand davening? Is it I don't have a relationship with Hashem? What's going on? If you get to the root, you're able to then focus. What is driving me to act in this way? And that's really the only way we're going to be successful. Otherwise, we're just, you know, every year, been there, done that. It's about really doing the hard work of self-evaluation and realigning the self. Having said all of that, working on Amunah, working on the mindset of Kvod Shamayim, trying to find the root of who we are, all of this is important. At the same time, the Balei Mussar speak about that to be Zoche Badim, you need to have an entry ticket into Yom Kippur. Right? Just like you want to go to a performance, you need to have a ticket to get in. What is the entry ticket to Yom Kippur? The entry ticket to Yom Kippur is one Kabbalah. One Kabbalah taking on one thing. The way Rav Pinkus describes it is he says there are 613 gates to get into the palace of the king. Go in any gate. And he brings the story, which is a very powerful story, of a rabbi who came down south to give a shir. Only one person came. The person says, look, I'm not religious. I just thought the topic was interesting. You go home, I'll go home, and everyone will be happy. The rabbi said, look, I already came down. Let's learn the first halacha of the day, negavasser. Take the cup in the right hand, the left hand, the right hand. It's about the avodas of the kohen. When he came in to do the avoda, we're doing avodas Hashem during the day. And he taught about negavasser. 6 years later, this rabbi came back. Doesn't say if he came back in between. I would be reticent to come back myself. And an Oreo cookie-looking gentleman meets him. Oreo cookie means he's wearing black and white. And he says to the rabbi, do you recognize me? He says, no. He says, remember 6 years ago, only one person, negavasser? Yeah, that one I remember. He says, it wasn't overnight, but today I'm giving a shir in Gemara every single day. He entered into the Heichal Shamelach with negavasser. That's the power of a Kabbalah. A Kabbalah reconnects us to our core, which reconnects us to Hashem, which is enables me to then do so much more. It enables me to take on so much more, and enables to ground and connect me in ways we can't possibly imagine. The key in taking on a Kabbalah is really it should be a Kabbalah and an area that we have a weakness, that we've missed the mark. To say I'm going to say 10 Kapitels Tehillim is very nice. And those are great Kabbalahs for like after the Meron tragedy. And lo aleinu, after any tragedy, to take on a Kabbalah like that, that's super. Rosh Hashanah Kabbalah should really be in an area where I've distanced myself from Hashem and now I want to come closer. So for example, if I, say Asher Yetzer or I don't say Asher Yetzer and I say it walking around the house and I don't even realize I'm saying it, so my Kabbalah would be I'm going to stand and read Asher Yetzer from a text. And have the mindset that I'm talking to you. I'm going to say a shahakol where a person's going to answer amen. That I really feel shahakol ni'ebidvar. Something where I, and it could be also ben adam l'chaveirom, to be able to smile at three people a day, to help do a chesed every day, where I've missed the mark. I don't take the opportunities to help people out. I'm going to go out of my way to create that kvod shamayim. I just like to make mention about two ideas connected with the Kabbalah in order to ensure that our Kabbalahs are on target. And that's 23 through 25. Rav Dessler speaks about that a Kabbalah should have a minimum and a maximum. One wants one's Kabbalah, which has to be in the world of action, not just the world of thought, to have their Kabbalah be, it should be real. In order to do that, build for success. Build for success means that there's a minimum we'll never go under, and a maximum one we'll try to achieve. So let's say take Kriya Shema Lamita. I go to sleep every night, and I just can't. So minimally, right, opportunity to close your mind, and Kriya Shema Lamita is so important to go to sleep with that shmira, with that protection. So minimally, I'll say Shema, Hamapil, Shema, V'haftan, Hamalacha, Goa, whatever the minimum is. Maximum, I'll say the entire Kriya Shema Lamita. You're not in that stage yet? Okay, minimum, every Friday night I'll say Kriya Shema. Maximumly, every night of the week. Minimum and maximum. Being able to take minimum, let's say I want to work on Shmir Salashon, I won't speak from 6 to 6:10 p.m., not a.m., Lashon Hara. That's maximumly. More than that's really hard. Those 2 hours is challenging. Minimumly, 6 to 6:02. 6 to 6:02 I can handle. I'm not going to get angry at my kids. Dinner hours from 6:30 to 7. 6:30 or 6:32. Or my friends, I won't get angry. 6:30 to 7, maximally. Minimum and maximum. The other thing that Rav Volba and Ali Shur speaks about, which is so important, is he says, when one takes medicine, we take small milligrams. If you take too much medicine, you're overdosed. It's small and steady wins the race. Sometimes people think like, oh, I have to do big. Big, you're going to fall. Small. What is something small and steady that I can do? The way Rav Wolba speaks about it is, it has to be under the radar. If it's too big, the satan's going to make mincemeat out of you. If it's something small, and this year I took on something small, I'm able to say Kriyat Shema L'Mita. And I was able, okay, so most nights it was just the minimum, not the maximum, but I'm working on it. And I fluctuate. So now this year I can take on, and every year I build. And, you know, when somebody who's 18, 20 years old and they start this, by the time you get to my age, okay, you can take a guess, you've done a lot of little things. You've built yourself up. But more than building yourself up, Yedola tshuva shemagad at kisei hakavod, great is tshuva until you reach the kisei hakavod, which means everything you do connects you to the Ribono Shel Olam, and everything you do connects you to yourself, which is about bringing Kvod Shamayim into this world. And every day and every week, I've brought more and more Kvod Shamayim into this world. I've realigned myself with the core of who I am. And that, my friends, is the ultimate goal of tshuva. Wish everybody Gemar Chasima Tova, to be a good Gebenshur.